Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Drive to Survivor on thehammer.bet. Go to thehammer.bet after you finish watching this and after you finish subbing and subscribing and liking this show. Myself, Rob Pizzola, and Cam Stewart every week during the football season are going to coach you through your Survivor teams. And guys, we've done our job. People don't have to play anymore. We've had two losers in 4 weeks, so I guess we're continuing to roll on. And our new Survivor, after taking Green Bay a week ago, Rob, we're okay. Who are you going to convince Cam on now?
Well, I think the funny thing is we collectively chose Green Bay last week because we needed to save face and get a win, and they still almost lost. They went to overtime against the Patriots. So we are officially cursed. Obviously, like, the one thing that's going to stand out this week to everyone is the Bills, right? You have a two-touchdown favorite. Now, it's just a matter of, do we want to curse the Bills, for one? Because I think some of us may have bets on them. But number two, is it worth considering another team? Because so many in your pools, people in your pools are going to pick the Bills, right?
I got it, guys.
Jacksonville.
Yar, 9 times Bucks.
I was going to say
nine yards.
I was going to say Jacksonville.
Tell me what he's doing.
Let me throw out Jacksonville because there's never going to be another spot to use them.
Okay. I like Jacksonville. Actually, you know what I like, guys? The Rams and the Bucks. Have at it.
Rams. Rams are real risky biz right now.
The Rams for us to be more risky.
The Rams host Carolina next week. The Rams are hosting Carolina. They're going to be a sizable favorite.
Okay.
So we could potentially save them. Jacksonville, Pat is right. I mean, the only other chance we will have to use them is week 7. They host the Giants. Other than that, it's going to be tough.
The Bucs are the play.
Look,
we're not taking the Bills.
Okay, Well, we already took the Bills and we lost, so that wasn't good.
Oh, excellent.
Let me ask you this question, then. Maybe you're the wrong person to ask because we're here to sell you. Yeah. It comes down to your pick, Cam.
Taking the Bucks. You guys can't. I don't care what you're giving me. Discounts.
You really think that Houston has a better chance of beating Jacksonville than Atlanta does Tampa Bay? Atlanta's a better team.
Yes, I do. I think you guys. Hey, Pat, didn't you use the Bucks as one of your mineral picks?
No,
we got to back up the confidence here. What are we doing? Let's walk the plank.
That was me. That was Pat. Pat agreed.
I agree with you.
That used them as a mineral pick. Yes.
But
the Bucks are going to destroy these guys, are they not?
I mean, more than likely, yes. When you start looking at the range of outcomes about how these games end up going, I would agree with you that more times than not that the Bucks end up covering the 9.5 against the Falcons. But if we look at the back end of that bell curve, I think that the win equity for Atlanta is much higher than the win equity for Houston.
I understand win equity, but we just got to move forward. You know what, Pat? I agree. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I told you my love of felines, will beat Houston down this week as well. I like Jacksonville. I like the Bucks. You're right. We can't use Jacksonville moving forward. I will take the Jags with confidence. Let's go.
What is wrong with your microphone that your sound effects don't pick up?
I don't know it, and it's really pissing me off because that's who I am. I am the sound effect. I don't understand. So how do I talk and then sound effects don't work? That's the dumbest. It doesn't even, like, physics don't describe it.
Is it just the cat noises though, or does it also not?
No,
work
it doesn't work for
noises.
It doesn't work for, like, do you hear that? Is that an eagle? Is there a Seahawk? Pat, I can't use jungle noises anymore. They don't work.
I feel like your employer bought you a microphone and they put in, like, the no sound
effects.
Actually,
I bought it.
Oh, so you did it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense now.
But honestly, you guys are smart with your databases. You go figure. So you're telling me sound doesn't work a certain way? It's still sound.
Let me warm up the vocals here to see if I can do a good bird sound, see if it picks up on my microphone.
Okay. Did that work? No?
No.
If you heard it, it worked.
Okay,
but Cam looks like he's on mute right now when he does that.
I know. I think it's a frequency that he hits that his mic can't pick it up.
the frequency of an actual bird.
That's the thing. I could talk to animals. I got to use this in my life and find out how I can make money from this new found skill set.
I like it a lot. So, Rob, are you okay with Jacksonville?
Let's take the Jags.
I kind of preferred Tampa, but I don't want to send Cam spinning now.
Hey, no, listen. The whole point of this is for one of us to sell Cam on a pick. I did my sales pitch for Jacksonville. You're the criminal defense attorney over here. You sell Cam on Tampa.
So my whole thing is Pat's argument is that Atlanta is better than Houston, which I agree with, but I would also argue that Tampa Bay is much better than Jacksonville overall. And I think Brady at home coming off an embarrassing loss with his full complement of weapons against a defense that cannot pressure the quarterback whatsoever is more likely to win than a Jacksonville team that I still don't know what Jacksonville is. I have no idea.
I know they're going to beat Houston this week, and that's all we got to do is win the damn game, right?
I'm always scared of a team that lost outright to Washington. That's me. That's the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hey,
that's my personal opinion on the Commies. But Cam, if you're comfortable with the Jags, I will get
Washington. I'm betting the Commies this week. Give me the Jaguars, Pat. You guys, we're fine. Jaguars will be fine.
I would be concerned about a team that lost to the Commies as well. I'd also be concerned about a team that just lost to a team that lost to the Indianapolis Colts. So I mean, we can play this any way that we want.
I love the Washington Commies. That's so good.
Cam Stewart.
Cam
Stewart, Rob Pizzoli. You can check out this show every single week on thehammer.bet. If you're watching on YouTube, sub to the channel, smash the like, and download the podcast if audio is more your style. Until then, I'm Pat Mayo. We'll see you next week.